Hello, and welcome to this episode of Global Here and Now, a podcast where the Poole College of Management Global Programs team showcases a variety of unique ways to engage globally. I'm your host, Ellen Frost, and today we're celebrating National Study Abroad Day. Now, let's go global. This February marks the second annual National Study Abroad Day. The goal of this event is to celebrate the lasting impact study abroad has on alumni. On the Global Here and Now podcast, we have talked to several current undergraduate students about their international experiences. But today, we want to talk to Poole College of Management faculty and staff about their own study abroad experiences, including some of their fondest memories and the impact studying abroad still has on their life and career today. It's my pleasure to introduce Megan Van Hook, academic advisor in the Poole College of Management. Originally from New Jersey and completing both her undergraduate and graduate degrees from Boston College, Ms. Van Hook has been with Poole since 2013, advising both current and prospective transfer students. When not at work, Ms. Van Hook enjoys exploring North Carolina with her husband and two sons. Ms. Van Hook is a huge supporter of our office and encourages any student she meets to study abroad. This should come as no surprise, given that Ms. Van Hook herself spent a semester abroad in Quito, Ecuador, at the Universidad San Francisco de Quito. During her time abroad, she lived with a host family, took classes in Spanish, and traveled all over Ecuador and South America. Welcome, Megan, and thanks for joining us today.
Great. Thank you for having me.
We're going to jump right into your study abroad experience, starting at the beginning. Can you share with us how or why you decided to study abroad, and then what drew you to Ecuador?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I knew I wanted to have some kind of global experience when I was in college. I wasn't sure what that was going to look like. I knew I wanted to study in a Spanish-speaking country. I'd studied Spanish in high school, studied it in college, really wanted to get some fluency in the language. I felt like I'd studied it, but really felt like I needed to live in a Spanish-speaking culture to really grow in my Spanish skills. So I knew I wanted to go to Spanish-speaking country. I knew I wanted to go abroad. Wasn't sure the country. So I did some research in my university, talked to study abroad advisors at my university. There was a couple options, Spain being one of them, Mexico, and then they had a small program in Ecuador, and it intrigued me. It was something that I never considered. I never thought about that as a country I would potentially study abroad in, but upon doing more research into different programs, it really was everything I was looking for. The program that I went to had a service component, which was really important to me. I wanted to really immerse myself in the culture and learn and grow and make connections with people in the country I was studying in. It had a homestay and a host family component, which I thought was going to be really helpful in my language abilities and growing in that, and also in the cultural immersion piece. And it also had a lot of opportunity to study and travel and take classes in Spanish. So I thought that was a great way for me to grow both in my language ability and also in my connection to the culture and connection to the people of the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've touched on a few kind of pieces of the program that you really enjoyed. But thinking about your experience, can you share one or two highlights from your time abroad? I know there are many, but maybe one or two that you can share with us.
Sure. There are so many. The big part were the connections and the relationships that I made when I was abroad. My host family was amazing. I'm still very close with them. I was invited to their weddings. They've seen pictures of their grandkids and their children and my children. It's a relationship that will last my whole life. So my connection with my host family, I had a host mother and father, and then two host brothers and host sister. So we're all still very close and touch base on social media and keep track of what each other is doing in their lives. So that for me was definitely the highlight. The ability to really engage in the country and the culture. Ecuador is a really beautiful, diverse country, small country, but there's so much there. And making friends with students that were in the university, local Ecuadorian students, many of which I'm also still close with, and also other students that were studying abroad in the country. I met students from my own university that I didn't know, but were studying on the same program, as well as students from universities all over the United States that were studying there as well. So many highlights, but I think those are my top few.
Yeah, for sure. I think a few things that stick out that I think for students listening would be something them to consider is a lot of students want to go to Europe, and Europe's a phenomenal destination and more popular one. But I think traveling to a country and to a region of the world that you might not naturally travel to for vacations or work opportunities gives you the experience like you had to live in and travel around a country that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten to know, which I think is pretty incredible. And then I think the community and the connections that you meet, you know, you've talked about your host family, local students, but also other students from your undergrad institution and around the United States. So I think a program that offers that is really important. So can you share maybe one of your top places you visited that you really enjoyed?
Sure, I could say all of them, but I would say the top places I visited, of course, I was taking classes, but Ecuador made it so easy to travel throughout the country as well as through South America. So the Galapagos Islands were incredible and amazing and beautiful. That was definitely a once in a lifetime opportunity to go there. I was also able to go to Peru. So I went to Peru, to Lima and Cusco and Machu Picchu. So I hiked Machu Picchu, which was awe-inspiring, incredible, life-changing experience. And I also went to Argentina. So I went to Buenos Aires and I went to Patagonia, which is kind of like Southern Argentina. So all were beautiful. All were amazing. All were definitely a once in a lifetime experience, which I had never thought I would have the opportunity or ability to go to those places and travel to those places, but studying abroad allowed me to do that.
So when thinking about your study abroad experience, it was a few years ago, maybe many years ago. A few, exactly. What still sticks with you about your time abroad? Like, what has that experience maybe shaped who you are now, even though it was a while ago?
It did. I mean, it was easily the most, I think, take you out of your comfort zone experience that I had in college. I think it was I had the most growth through studying abroad. It taught me what it was like to live in a different culture and to experience a different culture and to really embrace not knowing and embrace learning, which I tend to be someone who likes to be in control of things. And there was a lot of situations where you just had to go with it and just learn and trust yourself and make decisions and problem solve. And those were skills that, you know, I use in jobs every single day. And even after my study abroad experience, the friendships and relationships, like I said, that I made both with my host family and people from my own university, you know, I'm still great friends with both of those, my host family and people from my university. You know, we were in each other's weddings. We see each other's children. So my best friends were the ones that I studied abroad with. So really, it was the most, I think, influential experience I had in my college experience. And I always, if someone has the opportunity to study abroad, I always say it's gonna change your life in so many different ways, ways you probably never anticipated, but in all ways that are really, really good for your growth as a student, as a person, as a professional. I have nothing but really, really wonderful memories from my time there. And even after, I think from my first job after college, I was interviewing a lot of different places. The first job that I actually got after college, on the interview, I had studied abroad in Quito, Ecuador, and we talked about that experience. And I think that had something to do with me getting that first job out of college, because I was able to tell them how what I learned there and the experiences that I had there, how that would help me in the current role that I was applying for. So many different ways. It was a while ago, but I still look back on that time so fondly and, you know, wish I could study abroad again.
Yeah, don't we all, right? That kind of leads us. Yeah, exactly. That kind of leads us into our last question, which I think you've touched on. But based on your own experience abroad, and then thinking about your role as an academic advisor in Poole, what advice do you have for students who are thinking about studying abroad?
Do it. There's ways to do it. You might not think you can do it, but you can. There's so many resources and so many people that can help you, Ms. Frost being one of them, to help make that happen. And even if it's, you know, hey, I can't study abroad for a semester, or, you know, I'm thinking maybe a summer program or maybe a spring break program or something like that, just a way that you can get out of the familiarity, and live somewhere differently and learn and grow. There's no real other opportunity to do that, especially if you're thinking a semester program. I would love to go study or go somewhere for 3 months of my life or 4 months of my life, but with a job and life and everything else, it's just probably not going to happen any other time. So if you have the opportunity and you can do it, I would so highly recommend it. And even if you're not sure, use those resources, ask those questions. There's so many people that can support you in your research and figuring out, you know, what's possible and what can you do and how can we make it happen for you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing your experience abroad. It was interesting and enjoyable to hear about your time and how that's continued to influence. So thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
As you can see, study abroad experiences have a long impact on those who participate in them. While you may only study abroad for a summer or a semester, the experience will continue to benefit you as you apply for jobs, travel more, and connect with others. For the current students listening, I encourage you to ask your professors and supervisors if they studied abroad. You can also check out our website and Instagram page to see more highlights of faculty and staff who studied abroad. Happy National Study Abroad Day, everyone. We are always grateful for a chance to talk to more people about their study abroad experiences. Thanks for listening to this episode of Global Here and Now, presented by the Poole College of Management at NC State. For more information and to listen to other episodes, please visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/poolglobal. Stay safe, stay well, and stay globally engaged.